The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Buddhang saranang gacchami. Dhammang saranang gacchami. Sanghang saranang gacchami. Duttiyampi Buddhang saranang gacchami. Duttiyampi Dhammang saranang gacchami. Duttiyampi Sanghang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi Buddhang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi Dhammang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi Sanghang saranang gacchami. Allowing the body and the mind to settle. And right from the beginning, contemplating refuge as we sense this intuition, or you could even sense it as a gravitational pull toward peace, toward release, toward ease, a letting things be. Of course, there's this other gravitational pull towards doing, being a doer, doing, becoming, fixing, controlling, getting, holding. So right here, we're sitting right here in the middle in each moment, feeling these two different gravitational pulls, the intuition, the aspiration of peace, letting things be, allowing the heart's release, and all the momentum, all the tendencies towards being a doer, doing something, becoming, getting somewhere, attaining something. Near the beginning of the Buddha's teaching, he said, "Wide open are the gates to the deathless." wide open is this possibility of peace, we could say. Or as this very well-known teacher, Thich Nhat Hanh, says, peace is available. Please help yourselves. So again, the quote, wide open are the gates to the deathless. Please bring forth your faith, your confidence, that whatever the heart deeply aspires to, whatever that is, it's here. It's now. It may be disguised or obscured by the very deep habits about doing something, getting somewhere, becoming someone. But the mind can be trained, the heart can be trained to listen, to attune to the heart's release, the unshakable release, peace of the heart, here, now, not dependent on conditions being other than the way they are. So as we do our sit tonight, the next 25 minutes or so, without trying to control things, just notice when the mind, when the heart is under the gravitational pull of being a doer, doing something, becoming someone, getting something, attaining something. And when the heart has a more subtle aspiration to let go, to let things be, to open to a resonant release and peace that's here and now. A peace that's not dependent on anything being different than the way it is. It's being peaceful with the way things are, with the conditions, no matter the conditions. The peace of non-grasping. And the interesting thing is, in any moment of our sit, any moment of our day, is to be able to recognize what gravitational pull the heart or the mind is attuned to. Is the heart aspiring, has faith or confidence in the possibility of release, letting go, peace? Or is the mind or heart seeking to become somebody, seeking to get something or get rid of something? So let's just track that as our object of meditation. When the mind is naturally expressing its wholesome desire to let go, to let things be, to rest in peace, open, allowing quality of the mind and heart. And when the mind and heart is governed by a desire to become something, to get rid of, to fix. And without judgment, just noticing how it is. So instead of thinking that the practice is about becoming free, it's more about learning. So when you notice that the mind is trying to become somebody or trying to get something, trying to attain something, we're noticing what that's like. Stressful. And when the heart, when the mind is interested in release, the putting down of the load of becoming, putting down of the weight of trying, needing to attain something, become something, then noticing what that's like, noticing the peace, the trustworthy ease of that release, that letting things be. or simply using this relatively quiet time to discern what's actually a refuge, what's not a refuge. So whenever you notice that the mind is involved in becoming or fixing or attaining or getting somewhere, getting rid of something, then just honestly check whether or not that is in the direction of what's actually trustworthy, or whether it's in the direction of being tight and stressful. And in other moments, more simple, more natural moments of allowing things to come and go, allowing things to be, a letting go of becoming, a letting go of trying to attain something, then notice that more trustworthy peace and ease, that more trustworthy sense of wholeness, simplicity. So we're just noticing the difference between what is truly a refuge and what may seem on the surface to be a refuge but turns out to be stressful. We're learning directly, it's not about thinking it out. It's really about observing the activity of the mind and body. And through this careful, relaxed, honest attention, gradually discerning what is in fact a refuge, what is in fact trustworthy, and what is in fact the cause for being tight, stressed. We can bring a lot of integrity to this practice, this interest in the present moment. What way of relating here and now is stressful? And what way of relating here and now with this experience of the body and mind is conducive of peace and release? Buddha taught that in a very simple, pragmatic way, straightforward way, there's a way to be relating, a way to be understanding or connecting with the moment that is good in the beginning, good in the middle, good in the end. Meaning, it feels right from the beginning to be relating in a particular way. We often call this way of relating non-attachment. But it's not about the idea, it's about finding directly in your experience a way of being, a way of understanding, a way of relating that does feel right in the beginning, the middle, and the end. That's completely trustworthy. But generally in the beginning, what we are more apt to realize is a way of relating that's not helpful, that's stressful. And this is also important learning, to really see the habits we have relating to our experience, the thoughts, the sensations, that isn't good in the beginning, the middle, and the end, but instead is a cause for things getting tight, getting heavy, or bound up. But even if we've gotten ourselves all bound up, tied up in a knot, reactive in some way, full of doubt, or whatever it might be, the practice remains the same. Noticing how the mind is relating to the experience and noticing whether it's in the direction of release or in the direction of being tight and more bound up. And in this way, every moment, the mind is clarifying what is in fact a refuge and what is not a refuge. Moment by moment, if we can sustain our interest, moment by moment, we're playing discerning a way of relating, a way of being, a way of connecting with our experience that either is a true refuge, skillful, or is not a refuge, not helpful. How might this mind or heart uncover what is trustworthy, what has the qualities that are trustworthy, like peace, kindness, sense of wholeness, inclusivity, everything belongs. Everything is okay.